all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te yata om gati gati taro taro sangati bodhi sama. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva manasattva should train and become a perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One rose from that samadhi. He said to the bodhisattva manasattva noble devotee Teshvara that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and as the Hagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One said this, Venerable Shariputra, and noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, Ajuras, and Gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the works of the Blessed One. Homage to Manjushri in Tibetan. Lama Dan Gongko Jesu Yama Janta Lord Gilo Jinyi Tenta Nyenta Nanda Rasa Jinyi Dugu Jeje Se Jinyi Jeto Galeba Yasi Bichara Amari Mekho Duna Jinse Jozo Kula Puji Tase Yala Juju Yande Sondru Tache Nyema Nyelo Liji Chadru Tunche Mare Mese Dunga Nyugu Chini Chunze Rache Dene Saju Tase Chungu Nunzo Jase Tu Yangche Garo Tu Bandina
Yubara Jibye Bhadya Lama Dhamma Lama Lama Lama
Sadam Lamjin Yandera Greetings to all of you.
Okay,
anyone who have taken
Grace
Normally, traditionally, it has a requirement of receiving high silver tantras, one of the high silver tantras, it doesn't matter which deity, but one of the high silver tantras in harmony to be received in order to receive this particular teachings of ground and
path
and grounds.
She Shemba Chonzo Shemba Wang Yedong Shemba Wang Shinu. Chenada Pinish.
Ah. Chenada
Pinish. That's the Rumuchi Kachin Chin and then Kachin Sound. Maybe the charges in the little Tama Tina. So that's not in the general Chi, that's the Karzanata. I was on Kishi Wola.
His teachings in general public, but as far as Kishila is concerned, he's always, that is what his teacher was taught, this teaching should not be given to someone who has not received one of the highest powers, highest empowerment. And then on top of that, you know, one of the most important part, the requirement is to take in refuge in three jewels. And if you have taken refuge in three jewels, then this will prepare yourself. This is the least qualification, and then this will then be followed by receiving one of the high jewel tantras in harmony. This is normally how the Kishi led us.
Numbers of Sama and Namba,
So, blessing is curious. All of you that are Buddhist or not?
There are non-Buddhists who study Buddhist philosophy and Buddhist science. And then there is a Buddhist who actually not only studying but to practice Buddhism and so forth. And then the difference between the two is because one who is not a Buddhist and who are studying Buddhist Buddha Dharma, we can teach and we can discuss about Buddhist philosophy, entire Buddhist philosophy, including bodhicitta, wisdom, realizing happiness, prajnaparamita, parts and grounds of sutra system. But when it comes to the conscious system, parts and ground, then it is not adequate that you have a certain aspiration to study Buddha Dharma, but you should have a firm frame, a strong motivation of practicing it. Mm-hmm. And to have this kind of motivation, you should first become yourself as a Buddhist. Because when we go to the discussion, when you're getting into the discussion of Tantra, it is not much intellectual exercises. It is more experiential practices. So therefore, you know, it requires empowerment and proper preparation. One thing that I would like to mention about engaging in the practice or the studies of Vajrayana system, in other words, the Tantric system, we need to first know a certain degree of the practice in what we call the common practice. In others, the stages of the path and the crowns according to sutra system. And then particularly, you should at least understand the teachings on emptiness. Very, very important. Because in the tantric practice, right from the beginning all the way to the end, even the offerings and everything, This needs to be done on the basis of understanding of emptiness. So, therefore, we need to first, if you have understanding of the common path according to sutra system, you have a proper understanding of the stages of the path according to the sutra system, then you are inclined towards receiving the Tantra teachings. Then you will also understand, you are able to take in this and Tantric teachings, and you will be able to digest these teachings. Otherwise, if you have not gone through the stages of those teachings in the beginning, and if you lack the understanding of the common practice according to sutra, then if you go directly to the Tantra, then there are a lot of teachings that may not make sense. In fact, there's a lot of chances that you may get big misunderstanding out of this teaching. So therefore, if you have the proper preparations prior to receiving these teachings, then when you're actually receiving the Tantra teachings, then you will be able to get everything. Not only just, it is because, as I mentioned earlier, that Tantric teachings are not an intellectual exercise. It is unlike the teachings of the Buddhist philosophy or the Buddhist science, in other words. Rather, this is more like to putting into practice and try to gain some kind of experiential knowledge rather than intellectual knowledge. So I am, however, as a new teacher here. I just arrived and started teachings. But you guys have received the teachings from previous teachers, previous teachers at the center. And in fact, you have gone through all the stages of the path and grounds of the Tantric teachings, and so much so that you have arrived at the highest of Tantra.
Do you know what that is? Yes. Jaju, Nanjuju.
So, is there any initiations that you have received?
A few, like Vaikara.
Other.
Tataras, there's Manjushri, Arjantushri, the Medicine Buddha.
Okay. Chambhya Janado.
Kuzulu pesha yorwa.
Somebody needs
Remi Pedro, Ale. Ah,
That is how to practice the path. But the third section has two parts.
Ane tambo la ni siya de ta ringi gongso de la ni je. Ane jiri gongso tang zori gongso ni le doa.
This third section has two parts. How to meditate on two stages, right? And the practice of, then the second one is the practice of enhancing these two stages. You all got it, right? You are, you're in the same, we're all in the same page, right? So then, the first, how to meditate on two stages has two, again, two sections. How to meditate on the generation stage, and how to meditate on
completion stage.
So now, here, how to meditate on generation stage. First, we are going through the definition of what is meant by generation stage. Okay, we're going through the definition. So this particular definition is written by Panjin Lodwa Chukgesen. It states that the generation stage is defined as a yoga that measures the mental continuum for its resultant completion stage. It does not arise from causing the wind to enter, abide, and dissolve in the central channel due to the meditation. But newly investigated any aspect related to the three stages of the birth, death, and intermediate stages. So it's pretty long definition of generation stage. That's a given part. This generation, particular generation stage is written by Dajin Lhasa Chu Kesa.
Oh yeah, then it happened that the Mazo Tango Telialandin Kochu Udwa. Gongto Jilu Mahuni Tusum said that under the Jazan Tati Chival Luke, Mazo Tang Tadon Tilidon Lung and Dotan de Yabuji Machina to the Nag, the Yungu of Tat under the Gombi Top Chairs over Tananju. Tandy Tombo did London, he said. Tombo to the other. Maranzo will lull the other and the Ta, Long Seattle, and the Tilly Seattle, and the song your is.
So, now here, in order to understand this definition, first of all, we need to understand three elements of our body. It's not of elements of water, fire, and so forth, but there's three elements here. Refers to the channel, energy, or wind, and the drop. Those are known as the three elements. So we need to understand those three elements in order to understand this definition of generation stage. So when it comes to the channel, suddenly we do possess a numerous channel, tens of thousands of channel, you know, in our body. We possess those, you know, numerous channels. But when it comes to the practice of channel, we mainly focus on three channels: Uma, Roma, Changma in Tibetan, which means the central channel, left and right. So those are the three main channels that we focus on. So this needs to be understood when we speak about channels. So now here, then we speak about the wind. Sometimes it is also, in Tibetan it is lung, which literally means wind. But sometimes in English, the English translator would translate this as energy. Right? So then these winds are the ones that actually entering through the channels. They, you know, moves through the various channels. According to the Tantra, our movement of our body is caused by the movement of the wind within the channels. So out of the three channels right now, at this point in the ordinary state, as ordinary beings, we do possess the three main channels. But the central channels, the winds are not entering into the central channels. There's no wind that actually enters into our central channels. Winds are only moving through the right and left channels. Then next is the drop, the channel, channel, wind, and now third one is the drop. So the main practice is focused on Hatha Yoga Tantra is to open the center channel and let the wind enter through the center channels. That is one of the primary focus of the Hatha Yoga Tantra's practice. So what happens when the winds enter through the through your central channels is actually block entire conceptual elaborations. And what it really does is to let you understand ultimate nature of reality, this emptiness. So it is completely profound teachings that we only find in the Hatha Yoga Tantra, that the subtlemost mind that really understands ultimate nature of reality, or the emptiness, in other words.
Nangi Shiva Rapa Tang and the Chi Tatanazo Subona the other Lung Rapa. The Zote Tata Zat Song the Roma, former Roma, Choma Song Bai Baga, Luke Zashabat Zona Joe, and the Tilly Junior, the Zola Tabi Nanga Shiva Yerwa, Nanshi Rapa, the Zo and the Ya Mong Rabat Sote Joe, and the Tilly Rapa and all the other.
So according to Tantra, all this, the winds are actually entering through the gross level of channels. Only the gross level of channels has a movement of the wind. The winds are only entering through the gross level of channels. It is because of that we generate gross level of conceptions, which becomes a door for a result of all kinds of mental afflictions. And it is because of these mental afflictions we are, forcefully, uncontrollably taking rebirth within the cyclic existence or the samsara.
Gong
to get a very kisla. Gong to get a little more shooting,
Jepa le majung shing re xia. Tā gōngtō kī lōngu mā xiong nē tē sōng sēyā tē tā tē tē tāmbō tē xī jiwa nē tē tē jē bā lē mā jōng xī nē rāng tē zō rī mī jē
kāng xī
zō rī mī jē kāng ngā xī sēyā
kē xī bā lō sōng jē rā tō lā sō
mō tē tōng bō tē jī lā xī tō tē jī jā nē mā mā pāng tō nā
rā sā So let's go through this definition once again. So the degeneration stage is defined as a yoga that matures the mental continuum for its resultant completion stage. Okay, so the completion stage become a result of the perfection of generation stage. Here, that is what it means by the resultant completion stage, and does not arise from causing the wind to enter, abide, and dissolve in the central channel due to meditation, but newly investigates any aspect related to the three stages of the birth, death, and intermediate state. So it says, it says that does not arise from causing the wind to enter, abide, and dissolve in the central channel. So then it says the stages of the three stages of the birth, right? Once you have given birth, then will be followed by death, and then after that, then will be the intermediate states. So that is what we call, this is also known as three stages. When you look at the three stages, sometimes the three stages were referred to this birth, death, and intermediate state.
Jewa, Chewa, Padu, Tesong, Tesong, Tati, Naba, Rabu, Tumba, Rabu, Chi, and Susu, Lok, Sanguya, Sone, Sadoya, Tene, So, Nete, Teletani, Gombi, Namjo, Choroas, Jirinzi, at the Tennessee race.
So it's called due to meditation by newly investigates any aspect related to the three stages. What it means here is it is aspect related to the three stages. Why it is says aspect related? Because you're actually creating yourself, imagining yourself going through those stages. You're not actually experiencing it, but you're imagining it. And if we were to go through the three stages, birth, death, and intermediate, how it would be. So you're actually creating by your mind and imagining it. That is what it means by the aspect related to the three stages. So what do you think? Do you understand? That's what Krishna is asking. Go to sa.
제정 단다티 내가 될 가르즈나 나라도 단다 제와 단다가서 제차 와서 단다가서 제와도 두두어 와서 단가도 로카세 되는 디닝가도 제와도 레드로 와서 아니 제와도 내 자기 디지는 나도 다 제와 제만 기대면서 아니 바돈 로그로 와서 제정 디디가로 나라도 코아 놈이야데 아니 제와 뇌모 뇌모 왕기 알리가 뇌모 왕기 제와 제와 바도 대송보나라 따바레시 두시제니다 제와 가세방나 제노 코라티안 로그요레스 무인이 줄때 로그요레라
So this is the fact of cyclic existence. Birth, death, and intermediate states. We are, you know, going through those experiences, birth, death, and intermediate states. We have gone through this experience, you know, numerous times in the verse. And we will still go through this if we are unable to stop those cycles of death, I mean, birth, death, and intermediate states. And all of this coming into being due to one's own karma and mental afflictions. Karma and mental afflictions are the main cause for us to go through those experience of those stages.
So, okay. When he's talking about it in his practice, is this like a part of the practice that you go, you imagine these things, or is this talking about, you know, it, when you actually die and go through the stages, or is it like part of the practice?
And So, the main practices emphasized in this generation stage, Haisyoga Tantra, the generation stage, is that when, during one's lifetime, we need to know about the nature of birth, death, and intermediate state. And once you know this nature of birth, intermediate states, and then you meditate upon it, and it is, you're actually not experiencing the actual reality of that and, you know, intermediate state, but you're making it something that is similar to that you may go through in the future. Of course, it is certain that we all go through this. So you just, and this kind of that, birth, death, and intermediate states are, as we mentioned earlier, as a result of karma and mental afflictions, in other words, delusions, right? So now with this kind of meditation, what we are preparing here is we're preparing ourselves to really to let not this our death and our birth, death, and intermediate state under the control of karma and delusions, but rather we're trying to have a free kind of three stages, free three stages that are not forced by, that are not actually forced or governed by those delusion and karma. So that is what is meant by generation stage. So for that, as I mentioned earlier, that we need to really to study the, sutra, the system, sutra system, particularly of the 12 links of dependent originations, and there is an elaborate, text that is completely focused on 12 links of dependent originations, and it's a, if you study that, and that particular text really explains how we go through this, cyclic life, the life of samsara. And how we can really stop that cycle of life and death within this death, within the cyclic existence, are taught very clearly in this the explanation of 12 links of dependent originations. If you have this knowledge, and if you know this, then when you go to this practice of tantric generation stage, then you know what is meant by this three stages, birth, death, and intermediate state. How we can reverse this? So you will know that. So if anyone of you here, you have received any teachings on turbulence of different originations? So our birth, death, and intermediate states are given rise by karma in afflictions. And karma in afflictions are driven by avidya or maripa, ignorance, in other words. And so this is how we revolve in this cyclic existence. And so now what we're trying to do here is we're trying to uproot the very seed of the cyclic existence, which is ignorance. Because so long as we are unable to, uproot this seed of cyclic existence, just by trimming branch and, trimming some, leaves and, doing that will not really help us. Because you may, lessen the size of the tree and so forth, but it will again grow back. That's why we are trying to get the root of that. So in order to do that, we need to know the wisdom that understands emptiness. And that wisdom understanding emptiness is very, lucidly explained. Explanation of wisdom understanding of emptiness is lucidly explained in the text, what we call the two links of dependent originations. So in the generation stage, now we need to understand of two different kind of three stages. One is the ordinary stages of birth, death, and intermediate state. By practicing the generation stage, what we are doing here is now, we are completely, you know, trying to seize this ordinary death, you know, birth and intermediate states, and trying to have at those three stages not really controlled by karma and delusions, but rather it is completely free from karma and delusions. This is the main practice of generation stage. So therefore, during the generation stage, what we do is here it says, due to the meditation, but newly investigates any aspect related to the three stages of the birth. So here, they're related to investigates any aspect related to three stages of the birth. That and so that's a similar kind of, you know, you're meditating on the similar, you know, in other words, the similar, you know, birth that is free from karma and delusion, similar birth from that's free from karma, and similar death that is free from karma and delusion, similar, you know, intermediate state that's free from karma and delusions. But it's not actually happening, but you're preparing, you're actually training yourself to be in that path in the during the generation stage. So let's take a break here. So let's read through the text here. So the reply says, I think it means only the main generation stage, because it is not logically necessary that the generation stage engages in the meditation on any aspect related to birth, death, or the intermediate states. Then further it says, for instance, yoga following union with the knowledge concept, do not meditate on any practice related to the three stages of the birth, death, and intermediate states. Likewise, meditation on the protection will is not meditation on the aspect related to this three, although those are the generation practice of generation stage. So now here, Gishta is saying that this teachings need to be given in conjunction with the deity practice. One of the deity practices must be chosen here, either Yamantaka or Guhyasamaja or the Chakrasambhava. One of these need to be chosen, and by choosing this, one of the deities practice, and then we can give this teachings and then introducing which part of generation stages belongs to the practice of intermediate practice of intermediate state, which part of practice belongs to the generation state practice that belongs to the death, state of death, and then birth and so forth. Because without having a one deity practice, it is not complete. Just going through this text alone will not. Normally, this ground and path are given by combining with certain sadhana of generation stage or the completion stage of a practice of deity.
Sungo gomba yang tezong kangru tang namba tiongba gomba bai mi chersa. Tantata de nga lam yale yale jengko gomba la ane tene mwole sungo gombo re es. Jengko gomore sungo gombo. Jezang sungo gomba ya tezo te jirin chagyo yore te yine jeshi bado sondo namba tiongba de chagyo yonaro te namba tiongni gomba de chagyo yonaro se te lao yorsa.
So then it says likewise the meditation on the protection will is not meditation on the aspect of related to these three stages. So when we go through the generations practice of generation stage, prior to the meditation on the three stages, there will be always the practice that involves meditation on the protection will. Protection will be meditated prior to the practice of three stages. So this practice of protection will, the meditation on protection will, is the practice of generation stage. However, this generation stage meditation, it does not involve any aspect that related to the three stages.
Tata tati sungo gomba tang reman tu chawa nencho tu zo te wana karsabare. Jeri yi la jeshi naba sung, jeshi padu sung da naba tuba gomba mayin pati wana gomba lu zhu ke nasha ribi nangshi nangli ya de wana reman tu chawa menche nangli sangji bi kabji zeba tang jache sibi riba tang mejate shi so jiva sung mi shiro se tati kong tu ya te Reman tu cawa mencil tang, jeng sungko gomba tu zote, cihi patu su nama tu kecil ba gomba maris, main bate, an gomu luru ke, nasha lebi nasha nol tu sini. Reman tu cawa mencil tang, sanji bi kaji, zebatan jaji, sanji ku sanji ke zebat tu kau baca cajer reman tu, sibi zebatan majas, sibi zebat sini tanda, kuah kau juga lene. Jishi bado songta tibus jima rinpa jen jaya chora wate me jaya si shi so jiva songi chirsa ta nasha riba nunglu jiva songa riye si te songa si.
So then it says, the first reason is establishing the established because explanation of the guarded presentations. Those yogas following in union with the knowledge concerts are activities of the Buddha. They are not stages of the ordinary existence and so on. And then it says that the second reason is that establishes, because the text is, the protection will is merely a branch or the primary level of the generation stage that is cultivated in accordance with ordinary existence in the generation stage. Therefore, you do not need to take them, protection will or meditation, as activities related to the stages of the ordinary existence.
Jetang tanda de jering se de tanda de karasana ko tanda nanozo chi 桑
So here, the generation stage mainly involves meditating on the mandala and the deities within the mandala. For instance, when we are engaging in the practice of meditation on generation stage of Guhya Samaja. First, you meditate upon the production will. Will then followed by the meditation on the actual mansions or the mandala of Guhya Samaja. Having completely visualized the mandala, you are then visualizing the 32 deities. In the Guhya Samaja, there are 32 deities are in the mandala. So those need to be visualized. So this again, this visualization is done on the basis of understanding emptiness. And your very mind that understands emptiness is transforming into the mandala and deities. When speaking about visualizations of the meditation mandala and deity, you are not separating yourself from the mandala and deity. Rather, your very mind that understands emptiness is transforming into deity and as well as the mandala. So this is what is meant by the brief, you know, explanation of what is meant by generation stage.
So
projection will is a part of meditation of
mandala. So
this is practice of meditation on protection will is also a part of generation stage, practice of generation stage. So here, the second reason that's established because the text states here, where actually this is quoting from Nagarjuna's writing. Okay, it is a Nagarjuna's who writing. It said, let's go through that paragraph, reading through this once again, as Kishila did. So the protection will is merely a branch of preliminary level of the generation stage that is cultivated in accordance with the ordinary existence in the generation stage. Therefore, you do not need to take them, the protection will meditations, as activities related to the stages of the ordinary existence.
Jiri ngui ma yin de, jiri ngui yin na, kongsong nangche kanyang rungwa xe gongbi, chabi chete, jeringbi juje, langi na jeringbi, ma chabi chir se, ante ta, te nyoje tase te te tango rase.
So then there's a further debate on the definition of the generation stage. There's still argument here. And someone says, so we're just going through the root text, make sure that all the highlighted ones, because the explanations are not given by, it's given by the Kirti Sanjuri, which is commentary, so we're not going through that. So whatever the Gihila said, we're going through that, and he's mostly relying on the root text, okay?
Right.
So making sure that, you know, you're just reading the highlighted part, the bolded part, what you call it. So here, not some other kids like this, you are.
Yeah.
Because then the Nazi de Pesit Junkola Lord or Dandi Tidanium the Tesha is a consulato.
And they
did less like we did Pesit Tidanium de Roa. So further debate on the definition of this generation stage, it says, someone says here, the projection will. And yoga following union with the knowledge concept are not actual generation stage practice, because the generation stage engages in the meditation that takes any of the three bodies as the path, and it is not logically necessary that any path in the mental continuum of the someone on the generation stage must be a generation stage path.
Jawa Chewa Padoda and Linu won be Jawa Chewa Padoda number 20 the day Pagi Gombi Namjo Chinkores de la Gures.
So the here there are two different proponents of generation stage here. You know, if you look at the nature of the argument itself, it clearly states that there are two proponents. One says that projection will, the yoga following the union of knowledge concepts and so forth are the practice of generation stage. Other refutes that, you know, it is not a generation stage. If it is a generation stage, then this should be, generation stage should be, this should have generation stage practice, you know, meditate on taking the three bodies as a path. So therefore, you know, one refutes and one accepts. So
Majavichana Majades. Ta to the D Jula Pachi Tivatan Judy Womatan Tomo Yu long to my Yubichas. The don't Jiribu Jugla and Jiribu Gansa T Juga on the long yina. A Jiri Bugumari Carson, Jiri Julia, the positive, positive one, she be a long dog. Judy woman, she be a tumor, a long to my yores. The Zotte, the Jiri, but Kinney to Maris, Dubinity, Jiri Duba Chibi, Ching Chi, Yawa, Nibu Yala Yatan, Nanjo Yatan, Yala Jotan, Dennis or Ching, Shepardan, Gai Chiros, the day you got. And then Kesset to Zot the Jiri in Savaina, and then Jiri Ji Ching. You are here to need to Yelashi, said you got that and that is sound about one who said DJ Nematangura. Nematang, you got need to Yelak Pagayon, she or a Tetong, and then Nanu Shetong, Yelak Jotong, Ting is a Ching to Zot, and then she we are to us. Just on the Zoshi at the Garasana, Jiri Jug Longina, Jiri Michaba Neva, Jiri Ina. 내가 더 제시 받을 수 없는 jirita namba tibi lo kasil namjo yinguba o tirusu labi mwereza.
So then it's a reply, there is no logic, that is not logically necessary here. However, your reason is established because there are many shared paths, in other words, the common path, in the Tibetan text is the common path of the perfection vehicle and the lower tantras in the mental continuum of someone on the generation stage. Your first reason is unacceptable because it contradicts the explanation of the outline of the four branches of the approximations, the four yogas and six branches, and three concentrations in the general outline summarizing the generation stage. So this may be understood by consulting the extensive presentation in the matrix stages. Up until now, we sort of went through what is meant by generation stage. There are, different proponents on it. The definition of generation stage. So you also, now according to the text that you knew, that there are two different proponents. And one that accept literally, according to the definitions, one do not, right? So then, up until now, we are sort of, covered or identify what is meant by generation stage, the practice of generation stage.
Padi jewa dang linyo wang di jewa padu song di zai hako anu di dang nang ba tui ba anu kanda su gong gu gu yo me du hu chen de xie jiao nu ro gu ya ji re si yin na yang dang nang zu nang ga zu la anu song du wa ge wang yuwa ma le si rwa song du ba wang me ngin ji re anu song du wa ge da da di jing ko dang jing ko nong ge la dang de zu de da jing padi anu di chi jia ru Sungozo, Kanakanda, Suyo Medan, or to so Chamachi, then Tantishi Jayad, and Kalkabo race. In Chetonta, the Chamachi Pagin, the Hijola, Nag, or the Sanchi, or Sanchi, the Garcena, Wong Mashuke, Wong Menge, or the Zotre, and the Sangu race. The Wong Menge, Kazachi, the Noyal, Jiponia, Timbo, the Noyal, the Yayer, Mari, Pari, so they said.
So I'm just literally going through the text, whatever the text says here, reading through it, instead of collaborating, and giving the more explanation on it. Because this particular text of path and grounds need to be given in conjunction with the Guhyasamaja deity practice. So without which, it's kind of incomplete. So I would rather read through this. But this is how we have started. So here, in order to again, if we really go through the actual explanation of this generation stage, we need to begin from the meditation of lineage gurus. Then followed by the instantaneously arising oneself in the Guhyasamaja deity, which will then be followed by the many stages of practice and stages of blessing inner offerings, blessing offerings, and then blessing the, you know, ritual cakes for the protection of deities, will then be followed by, you know, the blessing, the vajra and brow, and then going through this vajrasattva meditations, and followed by the mandala visualizations of protection. This needs to be done on the base in conjunction with the Guhya Samaja, extensive Guhya Samaja sadhana. In order to do that, then we need to go through the explanation of Guhya Samaja's mandala. And then once you have gone through the actual explanation of mandala, then how you can visualize the deity within the mandala, 32 deities within the mandala, and name of the deities, identification of the deities, and their you know, their respected place where they are residing within the mandala. And then once you have finished that, then this need to be done on the followed by the meditation on taking the ordinary birth, death, and intermediate states into the aspect of the path. So in order to do that, then we need to receive specific initiations and empowerments for them. So that's why I would rather read through that instead of going through all this. And then also if I, you know, jump into it and going through all those explanations, the explainer may accumulate negative karma rather than positive karma. That's what he's
saying. So you sound was. Sounds that the Tipejita Rimuchi to Hijaja is it. Na, see the that the Sanskrit Kino Lila, Nathalia, Udrava.
Mantra.
Mantra was. Do you not pervade the Nas, not yet the Carson Joba Sigurus, but Katu Tsit, Katu Jona, Joba, the Karu Joba Sigu, Tame Nanshe, ye, not to Sanglo Nan. Tami Nanshi, now Shadi, and Marazo, the Tami Nanshi Shadi, Tipa, never saw me, Tawa, Taiga, and Jinko, Taiga, Jinko, and then, Demba, Jinko, then, Shai Kanda, and then, Demba, Tazo, the Lomolia, Shabu, the Nigeria, and the Ma cigarettes. That the Nigeria, Shawala, then, Demba.
So here, mantra or the tantra, in a Tibetan term for the mantra is sangak, which means secret mantra. It is secret mantra. The very term nga sanga indicates that this practice must be done on the basis of secrecy. It is therefore the tantric or the vajrayana teachings were not generally, you know, given to general public during the Buddha's time itself. It is given only, it is also known as the uncommon teachings or the practice, the disciples who are who have done a proper preparations and who are completely inclined towards receiving that that teachings. So, so therefore, not only in the, in the in, during the Buddha's time, but also in Tibet, of course, during those, even in Tibet, these teachings were held as a secret teachings. It was not given to anyone who would like to receive the teachings of the Tantra. It is given on the basis of secrecy, and someone who is ready to receive it. Mantra, secret mantrayana or secret tantrayana, in the Tibetan term for nga, man, in the Sanskrit word man is a mind, tara is protection, mantra is a protection of mind. So protection, so what protection or protection from what here? It's protection from ordinary appearance and ordinary clinging. That is nubi protected. This is the main practice of sacred mantrayana. So then in order to, protect yourself from oneself from ordinary appearance and ordinary clinging, we need to go through the detailed explanation of visualization of mandala and the deity within the mandala. To do that, we need to receive empowerments or the Ong as a Jungu, which means the gateway or the entrance for one to become a suitable practitioner of the sacred mantrayana or the tantrayana. Otherwise, without having received those initiations, empowerments, if I go through all those explanations, because I have studied and I know about that, and if I go through all this tradition, I'm actually breaking a law, I'm committing crime here. So, in the tantric practice, the visualization of deity, you will find all kinds of deities. Deity with lot of heads, lot of eyes, lot of hands, different kinds of gestures, different kinds of, their sitting positions, and all kind of stuff that you may see that. For then, without having a proper, went through a proper studies of those tantric, texts that are required for one to understand, then it creates more confusion. You know, why does the deities have three heads or three eyes with six arms with a lot of different kind of gestures? What is the significance of those? Why? Instead of, you know, gaining a realization, it may create more obstacles for one. Because it creates a lot of confusion in that. Because so that therefore we need a proper understanding and proper guidance to it. And that too, we cannot just, you know, take one chapter from the middle and then study that, and one chapter from that, you know, from the end and beginning. But rather, we need to go through stage by stage for us to understand, you know, properly, and to really to practice the tantric, you know, text. I mean, tantric vajrayana practice system.
Sorry. Oh, that is me. Chichi robzangje. That is chilinchya. So the kana kana chul chorba doguya me. That khachon da masun dende chilo. Doya dende chaguya le. Te chang te no la. Ni do di kang la. Lo lo xiong do ma xiong. Ani su su ge sang lo dang da da de de ma de. Ani dende chen dende shi chil le. Ani ba ge lo da jie yong a da te te chong jie a da. Ani dende ge yang shi ge yong ke. Yo di ge le se ka zhi na sang a ge. The good news of the world, the Sanji John Denning, the man treated, and the young one was hindered Nimbo. And the Dinjaki, that go Mambo, the Chamambo, the Dinjaku, and so the Guba,
So because without having a proper studies and preparations, if you go through the teachings of the Tantra, it may, you know, enables you to develop more kind of wrong views and confusion and a lot of doubt. So now then, when you have this kind of mental, you know, attitude arises in your mind, those are all the obstacles for our practice. So we don't want to, we don't want those, right? So therefore, during the Buddhist time, as we mentioned earlier, these tantric teachings are given specifically to the specific disciples who are suitable enough to receive the tantric practices, tantric teachings. In fact, it says, bodhisattvas who are completely a sharp, who possess extremely sharp faculties, are the disciples of the Tantra. So for us, even though we may not have this uncontrived bodhicitta and wisdom understanding emptiness, but we should at least have a proper understanding of bodhicitta and wisdom realizing emptiness. And not only that you have understanding, but you have strong aspiration to attain those qualities within you. This serves as a basis for receiving the teachings of the Tantra. But our time is...
So page 23.
Sa Sāṅgī jīntō mēdēṃ bhāvāyī bhokū nāṅdā shīnā jīvā jō
Kīyāvā
kūntū yāntā lāmā tāntī mē jūcī bēlā
lūcī jītā
sādā lāngī yāntē lāntū nē tūcī chāṅgī kūpā nyūtō jō Rēnā mēdā lāngā nē
Amen.